Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's 22nd annual Empty Bowls Caring Hearts fundraiser event is back. The event is set to be held at the Moose Hall at 434 Fort William on October 16 between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. where attendees can pick up homemade soup and pick out a handcrafted bowl. Organizers ask attendees to consider traveling south down Fort William Road. This is the section that runs past the Wholesale Club and Push Athletics, allowing you to turn right into the parking lot at the northeast corner of the building and to follow the queue by staying to the right of the pylons that mark the route through the lot. Once attendees enter the parking lot at the northeast corner of the building, the right side if they are facing the building, they will pick up their soup and the ticket they will use to claim your bowls. The Empty Bowls event dates back to 1990 when a high school art teacher in Michigan helped his students with a class project to make ceramic bowls for a fundraiser dinner when they were searching for a way to raise funds to support a local food drive. Since then, many variations of the original Empty Bowls event have taken place annually throughout North America and internationally. Millions of dollars have been raised through these events. Alan Moon and Fritz Lemberg, together with Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship member Piteke Blaya, organized the first Empty Bowls event in Thunder Bay in 2000, and in Thunder Bay alone the Empty Bowls mission has raised approximately $350,000. Online ticket sales for the event are closed and there will be a limited number of tickets available at the event. They will be available first come, first served. Bowl cozies are once again for sale at the event for $10, and this year's event will also feature a 50-50 raffle. Tickets will cost $20 each. Cash is preferred, but the event will also accept debit and credit cards. Donations of non-perishable food for the shelter house pantry will also be accepted. The requested items include peanut butter jam cans of tomatoes, tomato sauce cans of beans, coffee sugar. All proceeds from the event go to support the efforts of Shelter House and the Thunder Bay Food Bank.